Hi, guys. Welcome back. I'm getting candid today and sharing with you about my personal experience that I've recently worked through in my healing journey around addressing core wounds that have really contributed to my self-abandonment. I believe that masking stems from three core wounds that keep us hiding our true selves from the world. And today, I'm going to be breaking those down and sharing how to start healing these wounds so that you can show up and show your body it is safe to be your true self. If you can relate to this and you're interested in learning more, you're in the right spot. You're listening to the Reframing Neurodiversity Podcast, and I'm your host, Melissa Jackson. I help women with ADHD get to the root of their symptoms so that they can begin healing and passing a new way down to their kids. I believe that by supporting women, we support our kids too. Let's get into it. Hello, my friends. Welcome back. Today, I want to dive into talking about something that is really personal. I'm leaning in to being more and more authentic with you guys and practicing showing up just more as my real self. Because as we know, I've talked a lot about tapping into who we are authentically and finding the safety in our bodies to show people who we really are, really is at the core of happiness, contentment, and opening ourselves up to giving and receiving love in our lives and our relationships and all the different ways relationships take shape. And so as I'm walking this journey real time with you, I want to share about an experience that I had recently that has really been helping me to tap into healing these core wounds that we have as women with ADHD. And so I've talked a lot about these three core wounds that I believe are at the root of a lot of our suffering. And it's the wounds of feeling unseen, feeling misunderstood, and feeling alone. At the heart of so much of our masking and our self-abandonment and the coping mechanisms we've adopted in order to stay safe and feel a sense of safety in our bodies comes from these core wounds of feeling abandoned, unchosen, misunderstood, and alone. And so as kids, these things, you know, became part of our psyche that we wanted to avoid. And so that's when we started to build up these walls around ourselves, these masks, these adaptations in order to be more palatable for others, in order to avoid these things that we were fearing. So much of our lives, so much of the triggers we experience are poking at these core wounds. And so to really heal and move through learning how to be authentic and feel safe in our bodies is getting to the root of what are these things for us and how do we find safety in our bodies to be ourselves. And so I want to share with you guys. So this past week, I am part of this thing. It's called Inner Circle with Danny Morrell. It's spiritually based, but we're really doing the inner work, the inner healing to come back to our authentic selves. And I had the most transformative experience these last few days and had the opportunity to work with Anant Perry, who I'm actually going to have onto the podcast to talk more about her process. But had this opportunity to really lean into my biggest fear, which is to be seen authentically. And I know it's at the heart of a lot of my discontent, a lot of my suffering, a lot of failed relationships is this people-pleasing and this need to be a version of me that isn't actually me, in order to make other people happy, because I have felt responsible for other people's experiences. I've felt like I need to be perceived in a certain way to be safe. And it all comes back to these core wounds, right? These messages we take on in early childhood. And so most of this isn't conscious at this point in our adulthood, but often it is still running the show, right? What I realized over the weekend was this fear of not being seen was really all connected to this fear of, if I am seen, I will be rejected, I will be abandoned, I will be judged, and therefore I will be alone, right? And if I do show you who I am, you won't understand me, you'll reject me. You know, it's all intertwined, this feeling alone, feeling unseen, feeling misunderstood. And so the irony in all of this that has been coming up for me is that when we do this, when we put up these walls, we put up these masks in order to not be rejected or abandoned, to avoid the pain of being alone, to avoid the pain of being abandoned, we're actually creating the very thing we're most afraid of, right? Because if we don't allow people to see us for who we truly are, then people can't actually love us. You know, they might like us a lot because we're likable and agreeable, but people can't love you if they don't really know you. And so oftentimes we feel alone because we're not allowing love in, authentic love into our lives in all the different ways, because we're so guarded and not allowing people to see who we truly are. So this was really put to the test for me, you guys, as I was put in a position to work through my fear of being seen on stage in front of a group of 100 people. And the emotions it brought up in me, and then how to be with those feelings, to ride these waves of sadness, of fear of abandonment, of loneliness, and then on the other side, to come out of it feeling confident and more comfortable to be seen. And this idea of stretching ourselves just enough to go into what we're most afraid of is really at the heart here. So often we try to avoid the very thing that we're scared of because we think that's what keeps us safe. But the truth is actually what keeps the pattern that we don't want alive and running the show. And so finding a way to lean into the things that we're scared of being seen, of using our voice authentically, of showing people who we really are, of letting people in just enough that it stretches us a bit, is actually how we move out of these patterns into living more authentic lives where we can drop the masks. And so a huge part of this, though, is understanding how to regulate our emotions that come up, knowing how to reparent these parts of us that start to protest and tell us it's unsafe, and to create new thought patterns that support a different way of approaching the same situations. So for me this weekend, I had to continually come back to my body, to go outside and put my feet on the earth, to take an intentional breath, to remind my body that I was safe, to pray, to tell my inner child that I was with her as my adult self, and we were choosing to stretch ourselves and put ourselves in these experiences. Because so often as children, we don't have choice, right? And so if these parts of us feel like they don't have choice and that we're just being forced to be put in situations we don't want to be in, it just makes that part of us come all the more alive. And so reminding that part of us that we're choosing this and that it is safe and that this adult version of you is there with you. It's literally talking to this part of you like you would talk to your own child when they're nervous about doing something new. And so befriending our nervous system is so much about showing up for the inner children within us that needed that steady love and guidance and connection and safety that they didn't get when they were little. And so part of moving through and healing the wounds that are there in order to live more authentically so that we can create the lives that we want to be living comes with knowing how to relate to these parts of us that are struggling in a new way. So what that means is finding enough safety within our bodies to do the very things that we fear. So for me, going up on stage and being the person that was being demoed and being exposed and walked through this process of riding the waves of our feelings of things that scare us, that was a huge step for me because I was facing one of my biggest fears, which was to be seen in a vulnerable state. And so the crazy thing is, once I did this, you guys, I immediately realized my body felt like I was like going to die. And then I realized, oh, wait, I didn't die. And in fact, I feel better. In fact, I feel more confident. And in fact, I feel safe. And so I stretched this window of capacity for being seen in the mess, you know, in the vulnerability, so that then I could take another step, right? And maybe the next time it came to share in the group, I spoke up and used my voice and shared something that felt a little vulnerable and edgy for me. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, those thought patterns come up where the shame and regret and like, why did you say this or what? And, you know, that vulnerability hangover arises. But that's when the reparenting shows up, where we show up as that voice and it's like, nope, we're not going down that path. We're going to go this direction. And what is the better feeling thought? The better feeling thought is, I'm so proud of you. You are brave. You're inspiring others. You're helping others to feel seen. And this is how we grow and heal. And this is the bridge to the life you want to be living. And so sometimes we have a vision of the version of us, the dream life, the dream relationship, the dream job, the dream feeling of how we want to move through the world can be that anchor that helps us move through the fear, right? It can be the bridge of like, here's where we're going. We're not doing this for no reason. And I've got you. I'm here for you. And so much though of being able to move through these things is having the tools to support yourself to do that. And so that's why we have the community over on Substack. I'll drop the link in the show notes if you would like support in regulating your nervous system through the different states that can arise so that you can find that safety within your body to stretch yourself, to do the things you fear the most, because that is actually how we heal and grow and transform and release these woundings from running the show that no longer serve us. So such a big part of this, you guys, is learning to find how we find safety in our own bodies when we do the thing. And maybe we do feel rejected. Maybe we do feel abandoned. Maybe we do feel unchosen or misunderstood, that thing we're fearing. And the up level, the opportunity though, is to show up for ourselves in those moments as that loving voice, as that loving parent we needed as kids to remind us that it is safe, that it is okay, that you are amazing and you are incredible and your worth is not determined by the way someone else perceives you. If someone else does not choose you or someone else does not like you or someone else decides that they're going to judge you or reject you, that's on them. You know, that's not about you. And it's coming back to this solid anchor within ourselves in knowing who we are and knowing how to show up for ourselves, no matter how the outside world perceives us. And it's like, once we start operating from that space, you guys, then the fear of being rejected or abandoned or misunderstood, it just doesn't hold the same weight because we're giving the things we need to ourselves. The problem arises is when we're externalizing our need for validation. When we're saying, I must have the outside world telling me I'm okay to know I'm okay. That's when we stay stuck in this and riddled with fear and people pleasing and perfectionism because we've got to be a certain way in order to receive the external validation to tell us that we're worthy. But when we flip the script and we're giving that to ourselves and we're worthy because we know we're worthy within and we know how to show up for ourselves, even when that fear shows up, even when the outside world rejects us and abandons us and doesn't choose us, all of a sudden, it's okay and safe to be authentic because we're not waiting, holding our breath for someone else to tell us we're okay because we already know that we're amazing. And we've embraced our strengths and our challenges, and we love ourselves through all of it. And so it's really this like self-worth, this self-acceptance, this knowing how to reparent ourselves and regulate our nervous system and find safety that allows us to move through and heal these core wounds that can hold us back, that can keep us feeling the very things we think we're saving ourselves from: feeling alone, from feeling rejected, from feeling unhappy. We can actually rescue ourselves from those things by learning how to befriend our nervous system enough to find safety in our bodies, enough to show up authentically in the world. And no matter how others perceive us, we feel safe. That is when we get to start moving through the world as our true selves, which, as we know, that is what leads to happiness. You know, our suffering, our wounding, our discontentment, our not allowing ourselves to feel safe to love and receive love for who we are comes from not feeling safe enough to be ourselves, our true selves, our authentic selves. And so when we can give these things to ourselves and we can move through rejection in a way where it doesn't rock our world because it doesn't define us, other people's perceptions of us do not define us, everything changes, you guys. And I just want to tell you, I'm moving through this in real time. This is a lot of my same core woundings. That's why I talk about all this stuff. And I just want to share with you really vulnerably because that's where the medicine is. And this is what I really am feeling called to do more and more in this space, is to be really honest about my experience and what I am moving through so that you can feel more seen in your experience and hopefully inspired to move out of your comfort zone in new ways. Because I'm telling you, on the other side of that fear is the life you want to be living, is the symptom-free version of you, is the healthy version of you emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally. But it takes knowing how to show up for ourselves in our own bodies to find enough safety to take those steps in small way. I mentioned this in last week's episode too. You don't want to just jump into this quickly because your nervous system will get overwhelmed and shut down. So it's finding the ways that make sense in your life. Like for me, this experience I had over the weekend at my retreat, I had established connection with a group of people that I felt really safe with. And so my nervous system, even though it was scared, it was just outside of my comfort zone enough that I wasn't paralyzed. I could actually take that step to put myself on stage. And so it's just expanding the bubble enough, a little more, until that window of tolerance grows. And before you know it, the things that were holding you back, that were keeping you stuck, that you were fearing, that your nervous system thought was a threat and you were going to die, suddenly feels different in your body because you've built up this capacity to be with the experience more and you've shown your body that it is safe. The nervous system needs to experience safety. So that's why just the more learning and intellectualizing and talking about our feelings and even talk therapy can only go so far, because our body has to experience the thing we're afraid of as safe. That means we've got to go into the fear, experience it in a new way, and keep doing that over and over again until all of a sudden we've got a life we don't recognize, because now we've moved through the things that we feared the most, that have kept us stuck, that have kept us looping, that have left us feeling alone, unseen, and misunderstood. They don't have that power over us anymore. And so I just wanted to share my experience with you guys, because I know so many of us struggle with this. And I think these core wounds are at the root of a lot of experiences that can be triggering, that can keep us stuck in our adaptations, like masking, perfectionism, people pleasing, you know, all of these things that we can look at as self-sabotaging are actually not self-sabotaging. What they are, they're practices that we've adapted that our nervous system thinks are safe. And it's our responsibility, our opportunity to show our nervous system this new way that's unfamiliar is actually safe. And so the strategy behind doing that is having the tools to self-regulate enough to put yourself just outside of your comfort zone in a safe way and show your body that this isn't dangerous. So I don't want to be disillusioned about this. And, you know, when you put yourself out there, you're never going to be rejected. You're never going to be abandoned. You're never going to be unchosen. No, that's life. That's going to happen to us. But what we're going to show ourselves is, even when those things happen, we've got our own back. We know who we are. We are not thrown and rattled to our core when those things do happen, because we know how to give that self-acceptance, that love, that choosing ourselves, that seeing ourselves to ourselves. And when we can hone that skill, we become unstoppable in the world, because we're no longer afraid of going after what we want, because we're comfortable in our own skin. And we know that no matter what happens on the external, we're strong enough on the inside to be there for ourselves. So if you want to get started and just dip your toe in the water with trying some practices so that you can start to challenge yourself in your life to do some of the things that you're afraid of, to push yourself outside of your comfort zone just enough to expand your window of tolerance to be with a little more discomfort, check out the show notes. I'll drop the link to the community below where I have an archive of resources that you can lean on to help yourself, because you do need, like this entire weekend, you guys, I was coming back to grounding my body, knowing the tools that work for me, going outside, getting fresh air, putting my bare feet on the ground, sitting in the sunshine, setting my intention, rewiring my thoughts and telling myself and my inner child the truth of the situation. And if I didn't have those tools, I don't think I could have put myself in the positions I needed to achieve the level of growth and expansion that I desired and that I actually accomplished. And so I just want to tell you, this is so possible. You just need some tools to support yourself in moving through the discomfort. And then when you do, it just gets easier and easier, you guys. It's amazing. It's like, it's honestly, it's just showing your bodies that it's safe to do the things you're scared of. So whether it's your core wounding is feeling unseen, feeling misunderstood, feeling alone, or all of them, I'm telling you, I know it feels daunting. You can move through those things and you can start showing up for yourself and in your life in a way that is true to yourself. And we don't start big, we start small, but each little small step adds up and adds up until you start living a truer, fuller, happier life that is a true reflection of you and the life you want to be living. So my challenge for you is think about the thing, what is the one thing that you can do to stretch yourself this week? Is it speaking up with that friend, with your parent, with your partner, with your kids? And get intentional with what you want to accomplish. You know, are you wanting to set better boundaries as a certain person? Are you wanting to assert yourself in a situation? Are you wanting to speak your truth a bit more? And finding the people that feel safe to experiment with this with and start trying it out. And if you need help moving through some of the uncomfortable feelings, through some of the uncomfortable dialogue, then check out the resources over on Substack. They're going to help you out. And it really does make such a big difference in shifting our lives and cycles and in how we feel and the lives that we create for ourselves. Okay, those are my thoughts for this week. Sending you guys so much love. See you next week. Thank you so much for joining me. If you like this podcast, please be sure to rate, subscribe, and share it with a friend who might need it. And if you're curious to discover where you're at in your nervous system right now and would like tools to support yourself in whatever state you're in so you can create more safety in your body to feel more grounded and connected with yourself and others, I've created a free quiz that allows you to discover your current state right now and receive a practice with your results for immediate support. Check out the show notes to grab it. I cannot wait to chat with you next time.